I tell you to be different and creative and think this way. A much used business cliche. Kayla.
What is outside the box?
You got it.
We're flying high with the wings and talking all things lacrosse. You're now listening to the Outside the Box podcast right here on Underground Sports Philadelphia. Going on OTB Nation, welcome into episode number 295 of the allegedly award nominated, honorably mentioned number 9 NCAA ranked, and of course viewable on YouTube, Outside the Box podcast, the official lacrosse podcast on the Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast network. It's KB, it's Deej coming at you. We took the week off last week. We kind of needed it. We needed a little refresh, a little reset for ourselves. We've got busy fall schedules, and with nothing really happening and just our schedules going crazy in terms of trying to book a guest or anything like that, it just made the most sense to take the week off, wind down, come off the high of the PLL championship, and get back into gear as we hit this fall swing into the NLL season upcoming and a whole bunch of other stuff that we have planned. But we're back. We're going to talk, obviously, the big news that came out as we record this on Friday. Lacrosse in the Olympics is official. We're going to talk about the Fall Classic. And we got a bonk in NLL team because they are acting expeditiously horny on Maine. But before we get into everything, make sure you guys are following us on the socials. At OTB Laxpod, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. Follow Deej on Twitter at @SCS_NextGreat. Follow me at KBIZZL311. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It goes a long way for helping this show continue to grow. Helps more people find Underground Sports Philadelphia as a whole on your podcast app of choice. So go subscribe, leave a 5-star review. And subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. It's where you get full video episodes of this show every single week. You get full video episodes of every show on our network. If you're a Philly sports fan, we're thriving right now. And your boy has been at these postseason games for the Fight and Phils. The birds are flying high. So we got Philly sports content coming out the wazoo. Plus, you know, streamer season, Loki is back, so we're breaking down episodes of Loki, Top Bins, the boys are covering the Premier League in Serie A like no other on the internet, F1 is crushing it right now, of course, we've got to get in the whole boys in their fall swing with the PGA Tour, and then you got us, doing the damn thing. Plus, you get the Vineland High School Football Coaches Show if you're into that sort of thing, if you're from our area. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're at 563 subscribers. Deej, we're 37 subscribers away from you potentially earning your way back home from Alaska, where you are right now.
I got trust in the people. It's a patience game. I'm settled in here. I got my jersey in the back. I'll be okay until I make it home.
So go subscribe. Let's try to get there before the end of the month. It would be nice to hit 600-plus subscribers leading into my doomsday birthday, if you will. So go subscribe, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. And be sure to go get your merch, PHI Apparel Company, the best in the game. If you're a baseball fan, if you're just a sports moment fan, we put out one of the coldest shirts of all time. The Bryce Harper Stare Down Attaboy shirt is live at PHI Apparel Company right now. Go get that thing. DJ, I ordered mine Wednesday. It is going to be arriving more than likely on Saturday. That's how quick the turnaround time has been. PHI Apparel Company, they're the best in the game when it comes to merch. They are our official merch partners. You can get your OTB shirts, your hoodies. I got to get an OTB hoodie this year. That's the one hoodie of the podcast that I actually host that I'm lacking, and I don't have that hoodie just yet, but I will be getting it. Don't you worry. We're working on some merch too, because it's been a while since our company as a whole has had a fun merch drop. So we're working to conjure up some awesome merch heading into hoodie season and the fall and winter and Black Friday right around the corner, which is crazy. So we're going to have all hands on deck for merch sales there. PHIapparel.co. And when you go to checkout, use code underground for 10% off any and all merch orders. You want to support us directly in a monetary way, get your merch. PHIapparel.co. Use code underground for 10% off any and all merch orders. Deej, it's been a while, brother. What's popping? You know, typically we're doing this every week. We took the week off. We've both been crazy busy with our broadcast schedules. The fight and fills. I've been at Citizens Bank Park like no other. And we're back.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I've just been knee deep in football, man. Just Michigan's playing well. I'm figuring out what's going on with the Packers. My fantasy team is great. So I've just been enjoying that and getting some rest, having fun with radio. So, and obviously coaching lacrosse, we volunteered at the Canadiana Fest here in town last weekend. So that was fun to get out and share the game and maybe do a little bit of recruiting. And I had fall travel last Sunday and went, got out and won another championship. I was thinking back and doing some talking with the other coaches that I coach with for travel. I'm some like 48-9 or something as a travel coach. Like my travel record is insanity.
You do be racking up trophies at the travel level.
It's crazy. Like I'm working on it at the high school level, getting my team up to speed, but my travel kids are legit. And I just wish we would travel a little bit farther and get them some a little bit better competition. Even if we get some L's in there, these kids have some talent that I would like to, you know, showcase to some guys. But we'll get around to that at some point.
Yeah, I've been obviously on the broadcast grind. My first full fall swing of broadcasting has been a blast. We've had some highs, some lows, and some in-betweens, but we're making it work. And we wrangled Matt into the broadcast world as well. He's been doing soccer games with me, both boys and girls, so that's been fun as well. And then I've been at Citizens Bank Park acting like an absolute mad lad with CFO Margie at these playoff games, which has been an absolute blast and a half. Was at Wild Card Clincher against the Marlins, was at NLDS Game 3, and I'll be at NLCS Game 2, baby. Tuesday night, 8:07. Catch your boy there. It's been wild. Like, this is like the shit you dream of as a kid, being able to go to, you know, your favorite team's postseason games, no matter what the sport is, and to experience, you know, we've experienced PLL championships and playoffs as media, and it's still fun for us because we're not your traditional media doing, you know, Big J Journo stuff. We're enjoying it as fans. But to be amongst 45,000 plus absolute Philly sickos taking in this like baseball team that you relate to on so many levels because they are just part of the culture now is truly an experience that is beyond words. And it has been so much fun. I've been rocking the FOCO overall. Shout out to the boys over at FOCO for hooking your boy up with them. They have been an instant hit at the ballpark, which has been a ton of fun. And I'm getting out in front of this early for our OTB Philly listeners and for you, because I think it would be very fun to have you in the city of brotherly love for this. I was looking at the schedule because obviously we did our first Ring It tailgate parking lot podcast for the Phils this year. We're totally going to run it back and do it again this year for opening night, which is at the end of March. Do you know who the Fight and Phils open the season against at home?
No.
In 2024?
No. No. You're lying.
Those Atlanta Braves, baby.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say somehow. I thought you were going to say Detroit Tigers.
No.
I was just going to leap out the door behind me.
We're running it back against the Braves, and it's going to be absolute scenes. The cold of March, baseball season here, just yearning for that spring weather, and just absolutely being menaces to that fraudulent ass team. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. So that's the first formal announcement that Ring It Volume 2 is coming. But let's get into some lacrosse with the big news that everybody has been waiting for. The IOC officially adds lacrosse to the Olympics for LA 28. It's lacrosse sixes. And I got to tell you, it's 2023 right now, almost 2024. Deej, we got 4 years to find some big-ass sponsors to get us out to L.A. for the Olympics so we can go cover lacrosse the way it's intended to be, brother.
I know, like ASAP. Y'all know somebody got some money? Because we need that, like, now.
One way or another, though, you know, we got 4 years, 4.5 years to conjure it all up, and hopefully by then, you know, we'll be doing this close to full-time, if not fully full-time, at least on my end for sure, and make it underground our careers. But LA 28 is totally on the list of must happen, must be there, must be in attendance type situations. So that's why you got to subscribe to the pod and to the YouTube channel so we can grow this thing over the next 6 years that we have to grow this thing.
Well, whether you make it or not, I'm gonna be there, so at least half.
We'll be there.
I'm going. Like, I've already solidified that. I said that before I was even a part of OTB that I was gonna. No worries. I mean,
2026 and 2028 are two massive years for this company, so
huge.
2028 Olympics, massive that the IOC finally recognizes the sport and puts it into the Olympics
again,
once again, for the first time in eons,
over 100 years.
And yeah, it's not even like the modern era, so it's almost like it's never been
exactly.
It will be sixes, which is dope. I think that's fun. You and I are very pro sixes. And I think, you know, it's just another stepping stone for the growth of the sport and getting eyeballs on it, and for it to be happening when the Olympics are in the United States is huge. And it's cool that it's in a market that's not necessarily known for lacrosse. So that's also going to be a ton of fun, where you're bringing people in. And I'm very pumped for LA 28 now, more than I was before, because not only that, you know, we got sports across the board. You know, like 5 or 6 other sports were added alongside lacrosse that feel like they should have been in the Olympics to begin with. You know, from baseball and softball, those both feel very Olympic style sports, especially when they have their own type of tournaments every 4 years, like the World Baseball Classic, and, you know, collegiately, like College World Series for both baseball and softball is huge. So to have them back in the Olympics is massive. And I forget the other sports that got added as well. Cricket got added, which feels like another sport, you know, internationally is gigantic, should be in the Olympics. Squash, I think, was added as well. That feels like another international sport that has huge legs. It may not be huge here in America, but, you know, everywhere else, it's a sport that a lot of people follow and feels like one of those Olympic type of sports, like a curling or whatever, that every 4 years it comes around, it's like, yo, let's tune in. We're going to watch squash. Like, let's go. Like, it feels like one of those type of things that people will get a cult following for now that it's in the Olympics. And I feel like lacrosse could be the same way. Lacrosse sixes could be, you know, yo, let's gear in for, you know, lacrosse every 4 years, watch sixes. And then that transpires, you know, people get hooked on it. It's like, okay, how can I watch more of this? You get the NLL, you get the PLL, you get college, you get the championship series with the PLL. Like, there's so many different avenues, and we'll talk about, you know, the Fall Classic and everything. And it's almost lacrosse, you know, has become a 12 months of the year type of sport at the pro level. and then incorporating college into that mix as well. So very, very cool that we got the green light for LA 28 to include lacrosse.
Yeah, it's exactly what we needed as a sport. It's going to help it grow. And like my biggest thing is one, which I think actually I'll hold that because that's a little bit bigger subject that we should follow up on. The biggest thing is like game times and when they're going to be streamed. Like I really hope we're not paired up against track, gymnastics, basketball, like soccer, the bigger Olympic sports, because that's going to hurt the eyes that are seeing it. I want as many eyes as possible to watch lacrosse. And it's like, if we're going up, I don't want to call anything boring or like not as big, but like if we're going up against some of the other sports that aren't known for having big time Olympic moments, like skateboarding, the long distance running, decathlon, like volleyball, like those kind of sports, we have chance to get solid eyes because a lot of people kind of flip around until they find a sport they want to watch when those sports are going on, rather than knowing exactly what event or sport they want to go to and they go right to that and that's it. So that's my biggest thing that I'm looking at. And then to end on it is the other thing is I really want the IOC to flex their rules for lacrosse. I know that's like what we all want and it's kind of like, oh, like please pander us and give us, you know, special treatment because of like who we are. But like literally that's exactly what we need. Like Haudenosaunee needs to be in the Olympics. Like it's a disservice to play this sport if they're not allowed to play and represent.
Yeah, 100%. Like it's like almost like what's the point if they're not allowed? So we definitely need that to occur as well for LA 28. What do you think the top three right now Summer Olympic sports are? Not including the ones that were added by the IOC, but Summer Olympics, when they roll around, what do you feel like are the top three that get like the big showcase stages?
Basketball, track, probably swimming.
I was going to say swimming for sure, and that's all of my former swimmer bias aside. It just feels like one of those things that's one of those sports every 4 years everyone's like gathers around the TV and watches swimming. I feel like it's not one of those like gather around the TV, but it does get like a lot of the hype is like the track and field events. Those are huge. Obviously the 100 meter dash is one of the biggest events that everybody just tunes in for 9 seconds for. I think basketball does get the hype, but it's also like one of those things that I think it's a lot more on the international side of things than the US side of hype in terms of watching. I'm looking at just the full list here. I personally feel like beach volleyball gets a lot of eyeballs when it comes to the Summer Olympics, like especially from a U.S. fan perspective, because we've had so many dominant players, both like in the women's and men's for, you know, just duos and everything that over the years have gone in and been absolutely awesome. Trying to think of. I love water polo too.
Yeah, that one's fun to watch. I was trying to think of some other sports that are like that, like pop out. That like, yeah, like I definitely have saw my like. I even the ones that like I don't watch all the time, but I'll stop and watch one. I'm like, okay, there's got to be other people that are doing this, and I just can't get anything to come to mind.
Let's see. Well, did they end up adding flag football?
I think they're voting on it along. I think they're in the final vote stage.
Because like I had a thought when I saw like current football players talking about that and everything, and everybody complaining about the Pro Bowl going to flag football. I was like, the NFL just big brained everybody. They're using the Pro Bowl very similar to what the PLL is doing with the Champ Series and just preparing you for Olympic style football.
Yep. Smart. And it keeps players safe in the off season.
Oh, well, I mean, it coincides with swimming, but diving is also extremely fun to watch with the Summer Olympics. What else? Summer Olympics wise is like an active sport. Is there a list here? Yes.
I mean, speed walking's always fun.
Bruh. I think it was cool when they added surfing in 2020. That's a lot of fun to watch. I love like the surfing and like skateboarding stuff.
The skateboard was cool as well.
That was so much fun. Table tennis is a blast.
Oh, give it to me.
I love watching table tennis.
I hope you know I would scrape you in ping pong. No question.
I love ping pong, bro.
You can't compete.
Bro.
We're going to have to get to a ping pong table. We should have played when we were at What's a Fish.
we'll have to find a place. I just found my paddles too.
You ain't ready. I don't even need my own paddle. I'll pick up any paddle and beat you.
Bro, listen to this Olympic sport from 1900 to 1920. This was in the Olympics. Tug of war.
That's kind of lit. That's lit. Bring that back.
All right.
Bring that back.
I'm imagining like the one from like gym class that was like the four sides. And it's like team duo tug of war.
That would be insane.
That would be nuts. Tennis is always fun to watch too. But that's almost like watching regular tennis anyway. It's just like almost like another event added to their schedule. Dude, water polo has been in the Olympics since 1900. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Is that the...
Wow.
I guess the oldest sport is the ones that have been all... Cycling's always electric.
I can go for a good Tour de France from time to time.
And then... Yeah, I'm excited to see how like baseball and softball transpire because they were in the 2020 Olympics and then... Well, 2021, technically, because of the pandy-wandy, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, lacrosse in the Olympics for the first time since 1908.
Yes, sir.
That's wild. Has it been like made clear like how many teams will qualify?
No. That I didn't see too much about qualification and everything. I just kind of just saw the news that we'll be in the final vote stage.
So that's what? Four and a half years from now, a lot's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Athlete wise, who's your top five? This is not an official OTB Squire Sixes, but who's your like top five that you want to see play in the Olympics in 2028 for what, no matter what team, just players wise?
Knowing it's Sixes. Romar. The Stone Kid from Jamaica. That kid's good.
Jeff Traynor.
That Traynor's electric. Treasy when he's healthy.
Hopefully 4.5 years is enough recovery time for him.
Right.
Give me finally get to see Blaze.
Give me Jack Kincannon. And I say that because, hear me out. He can't save anything from the outside, but not many shots are coming from the outside in Sixes. He's a star in front. He's a star in front. He's like my high school goalie. My high school goalie Henry. Dude, I hated playing defense sometimes because I'd be like, dude, I just forced this dude to a 17-yard shot and it still went in, but I get blown by, and here he is saving my ass every time with a doorstop save. And that's Jack Kincannon. You'll play great defense. You'll let up a goal, but you get blown by, and he's going to save you with a doorstop save. Give me Kincannon, please.
I need Ryder in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, Ryder would be top-notch. Top-notch. Hurst.
Which one?
Any of them?
Shit, the whole Curse family. 5 could be.
The whole family. Just drop them all off.
Whole family could be in the Olympics by then.
And we need mom and dad on the sideline.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
I mean, Schreiber. You gotta assume he's gonna play.
Dang.
Finally see Blaze playing 6 as a goalie.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of.
Where does Blaze just say, fuck it, and I'm going to play in the field?
Wow, I don't know any LSMs that play both ways. Well, that play box, too.
Ethan Rawl would be fun.
Yeah, I think so. But it's tough because, like, literally, if you don't see these guys with shorts, you don't know if they're, like, guys who can't play short because they're goofy and they play with the short stick. And that's what scares me about some defensemen. There aren't any LSMs playing box, really. I mean, I wouldn't mind Graham. Wouldn't mind Warren Jeffrey. Those guys are fun. Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Can't not speak of him. Mike Messenger would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of Challen. There's lots of good options out there. Man.
Rambo, obviously.
Zach Courier.
Yeah.
Can't not bring up the boy.
Both couriers, honestly.
Mac and Connor.
Yeah. Grant.
Austin Stotts.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Tyson Bell.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be some good players out there.
Ben McIntosh.
I'm interested to see what some countries that we don't know as much about their rosters are going to put out.
Mm-hmm. Russell Melendez for Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my official statement, too. I feel like I've put this out there, but official statement. Russell Melendez is hashtag one of my guys.
Oh yes, I'm for the Russell Melendez, even though he's a Big Ten guy. Anytime he's not playing Michigan, I'm for it. I'm for it.
He's hashtag my guy. Cross Ferrara in sixes would be a lot of fun because the boy can just shoot.
Speed and his shot are very beneficial in sixes. I don't know what he'd be like on the defensive end if he plays any at all, but his speed and shot can be very useful.
I mean, we've talked about it too. Put a short stick in Jared Newman's hand and let's see the boy rip.
Mm-hmm. Him and Jack. I think Jack could be solid with a short stick. Zach Geddes. Reshy.
Yeah, Pat Resch is gonna be would be very good at sixes. So he has the box background too.
Witcher.
Witcher.
I'm sure Scarpello will play for England.
Oh, yeah, Scarpello will definitely play. He'll be really good. Connor Kelly.
Man, these rosters are going to be good. There's going to be some good games, too, which is great. That's, like, what the sports need. What the sport needs if it's going to be on this big of a pedestal.
Yeah, I'm stoked. Let us know in the YouTube comment section your hype list for players you're excited to see play in the Olympics for Lacrosse Sixes in LA 28. But before we keep it pushing, big shout out to the homies over at Tomahawk Shades, the best small batch eyewear in the game. Guys have been rocking the sunglasses forever. Deej is rocking them on the sidelines when he's coaching. I rock the Blue Light Plus glasses when I'm editing, watching lacrosse, recording, a whole bunch of stuff. I got them right here, actually. They're truly, like, game changers and, like, help save your eyeballs because the way my eyeballs be on fire from staring at all these screens is crazy. Download the Tomahawk Shades app in your app store on iPhone or Google Play on Android, or go to TomahawkShades.com. But if you download the app, you get to claim a free pair of sunglasses just for downloading the app. Who doesn't love free? When you fill up your cart and you go to checkout, use code USP for 25% off your order at TomahawkShades.com. That's code USP for 25% off at TomahawkShades.com. I doubt he will, but it would also be kind of cool to see Chris Hogan play sixes.
Yeah, he ain't going to do it.
He'll be too old by then, if we're being honest.
Not too old.
Because how old is Chris Hogan right now?
Probably late 20s.
Chris Hogan is 34. So he'd be 38, 39 when LA 28 rolls around. Would be cool, but
ain't no way. I ain't know he was that old.
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't getting out there.
He's gonna be like Magic John. I ain't gonna be here.
I ain't gonna
be. DJ, I'll let you take the reins here. The Fall Classic going on right now. I've been in full Philly sports mode. You've been paying attention to the Fall Classic. Fill me in. What have I been missing out on? Or what are some things that our listeners need to know about the Fall Classic other than the boy, an OG hashtag, our guy, Asher Nolting, is balling out?
Yeah, that was the end of today's events for the Fall Classic. As we know how that always goes down, defending champs get into play. You know, the runners up, or, you know, someone who was in the Final Four this year, it's going to be Penn State. It's normally the champion. But, you know, they got the Brogdon games going on as well. So that's always fun. The national development team getting out there playing some ball. Men's and women's U20 out there as well. But man, I'm excited to see Northwestern take on both Canada and USA's women's. Like, Northwestern is good. Izzy Skane is legit. I love their field, even though they're not playing there. It's going to be fun to watch them battle it out tomorrow. Same thing going on with Penn State. They're battling USA and Canada tomorrow. That's going to be fun. Penn State reloading from what they had last year, not really losing anything. And they were literally a foot, well, not even a foot, a couple toes away from a national championship appearance. So that's going to be an exciting game. But tonight's game was unreal. We had fantastic scoring from both sides, great defense saves. You know what you get when you get USA and Canada across from each other, especially when it's a gold medal rematch game. And it came down to a college guy getting it done. Dyson Williams coming through at the end of the fourth quarter to tie the game up and then finishing it off in overtime as well. Overtime goal was nice. The game tire was a nice feed from I couldn't quite see the number to pull off who it was, but nice BTB feed to Dyson, who was all alone on the inside, finished that off easily, tied the game up, got into overtime, got a dodge from up top, and he curled on the backside, found him open, and he put it away. Easy money. I'm going to be excited to see those teams face off again when they play, but wow, what a game to open up the Fall Classic. That, I mean, none but fireworks every time those two teams play, and I like having the Fall Classic. I think it's a good way for people to remember that there's still really good lacrosse out there. It's a nice kind of, especially with the way the PLL ends, and then we got to wait a little bit for NLL training camp to open. It's a perfect midpoint to kind of just be like, hey, here's some really good lacrosse. I know you've kind of been itching to see something else after the end of the PLL, and man, did they deliver. And like you said, Asher Nolting was absolutely phenomenal tonight, getting his chance to debut for Team USA, and he looked phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. the boys just be balling. And, you know, this is the beginning of Ashernolting revenge season, as it was put on social media. Obviously, Asher's villain arc is going to be electric to watch. And this is just like him getting a jump start on that. And yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a perfect, like, in between point to keep the true lacrosse sickos locked in and, you know, ready to rock and roll once the NLL rolls around. And then if you need that break and, you know, it's not really imperative to watch, it's just added, you know, it's a nice little extra flavor to add to the mix of your lacrosse consumption. So it's fun, you know, and shout out to all the boys balling out and doing their thing in the Fall Classic, and very excited to see how things continue to transpire with that. And it's Ashernolting season, baby. 2024 is the year of Asher.
I mean, I'm all here for Asher. I liked him way back when he was at High Point. Mm-hmm. He's always been balling. Great kid. Goes out and he's hungry and he brings good energy around. And I mean, I think he's just going to build off of the confidence and the experience that he's going to get with Team USA and take that back to the Cannons, who had a really good year this year. Didn't end the way they wanted it to, but they have a lot of good things to look forward to. And they should be getting the best player ever, question mark, back on their team. So
allegedly,
there's a lot in store that's good for the Cannons, a lot in store for Asher that's good moving forward. And I'm just excited that we get to watch and cover a guy that's so dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, Asher's the OG college player that we talked about on this podcast outside of Dom bringing up the 2018 college draft for the MLL on an OG episode of Underground in the old studio, which was like Connor Kelly and Connor Fields getting drafted. And it was like, I saw like that clip a couple months ago. I was like, holy shit. Like the fact that like we're cool with those boys now is very funny. But like Dom got me on the Ashernolting train. It's like, he goes to High Point, not the biggest, like, you know, eye-popping school per se when you compare it to, you know, your Dukes, your UNCs, Hopkins, all that kind of stuff, Maryland. But we've been on an Asher hype train since day one.
Like, and he beat Duke a couple times actually while he was there at High Point, so not too much I don't even know what I was trying to say anymore.
Like, Drake Porter may be the only college player to ever come on the podcast while still in college, but the first college player to get hype from this show was Ashernolting. So he's our guy through and through. Would love to have Asher on the pod, obviously, because he's a blast to talk to during press conferences, during the PLL. So very much looking forward to Asher revenge season in 2024. Deej, we have one final topic here. It's brought to you by our pals over at Kenwood Beer, the official beer partner of Underground Sports Philadelphia, who are now available in New Jersey. Kenwood Beer in the home state here. Go to kenwoodbeer.com. It's 4.1% ABV, just 120 calories, 8 grams of carbs. It's the best goddamn light beer on the planet. And Deej, you tell them every time, you're not the biggest beer guy, but Kenwood Beer is the beer for you.
Every single time I'll drink it. There are very few beers that I will grab myself, and Kenny is one of them.
Yeah, so go to kenwoodbeer.com. See who's got Kenny's on tap in the Philadelphia, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, or Maryland areas. Postseason baseball's here. Who doesn't want to crack open an ice-cold Kenny? Get one that's on tap. The Birds flying high, taking in some Eagles football. Nothing goes better with Philly sports. Nothing goes better with lacrosse than Kenwood Beer. Got to be 21 or older to do so. And, of course, please drink responsibly. But, Deej, sometimes when you're drinking responsibly, you get a little horny on Maine. And we got to bonk the Saskatchewan Rush. The Saskatchewan Rush obviously had their rebrand of their logo. And have a new mascot on the way. and they put their list out for mascots. Names for said mascot, I should say. And I'm going to pull the full list up here so we can sift through this because, my oh my, is it quite the list. The Saskatchewan Rush mascot list here. We have, as I'm scrolling, I totally forgot, Zach Manns is a member of the Saskatchewan Rush now.
Yes, yes.
They did release what the mascot looks like, and I have to say, it looks very, very cool.
Oh, yes. An extremely cool mascot. I like everything they've done with their rebrand from the jerseys to the mascot. And then, the name.
So, the name, there's a survey to pick for the new Rush mascot. Here are the options. Bash, Buff, Franklin, Thunderhoof, Rowdy, Charger, and last but certainly not least, everybody grab your bonk bats, Horny. The Saskatchewan Rush are horny on Maine.
I mean, it fits. It fits. He's pause, got two horns on his head.
Pause.
He's got two horns on his head, man. That was a given, right? We should have expected that. No?
I mean, when I saw the survey initially scrolling through Twitter, I was like, what? I was like the SpongeBob. You what?
I mean, I sent it to you and was like, you're going to do your due diligence, yes?
Meanwhile, I was at Citizens Bank Park about to lose my voice, absolutely heckling the ever-living hell out of the Atlanta Braves. Because
I definitely
did is diligence. Hilarious to include. Job well done by the Saskatchewan Rush, just PR and marketing team. They knew what they were doing by putting that in there. That's engagement across the board, getting people talking about it and getting it on people's radars. Good for them. Job well done. Obviously, the Saskatchewan Rush have been an OG follower of the pod, so we're big fans of them, obviously. Horny is objectively funny, though.
More like, than objectively.
Objectively hilarious.
More than objectively. It is just flat out hilarious. Just flat. One of the funniest things I've seen. I did not expect to scroll. Because I only saw the first three. So I was like, oh, okay, not bad. And then I scrolled and I was like, oh!
Whoa!
Pause!
Talk about must be 21 or older to do so.
Man. But in real time, I'm sure it was just to get people voting, get people talking about it, get people moving and get it out there, which is smart. But the boy Diggs was like, y'all gonna stand on this, right? He said, I'll let my fandom y'all stand on this, which is wild. He's a big Seals fan.
And that just shows you Diggs is objectively horny.
Big facts.
Shout out to the boy. I do have to ask, Deej, because this is our second mascot reveal in pod history. Obviously, we had Wingston back when the Wings came into the league, but a little different. You know, Vancouver announced their mascot. They got the Turf Monster out there now. New mascot for the Rush here. Excluding Horny from the list, which name do you think would be the best for the new Rush mascot?
Run through them again.
So without Horny, we have Bash, Buff, Franklin, Thunderhoof, Rowdy, and Charger.
Rowdy would be kind of cool, and so would Franklin.
See, I immediately eliminated Franklin because that's the Sixers mascot, and it's just like I don't get the significance of including Franklin there. That feels like a throwaway for the Rush mascot, unless I'm missing something completely. I don't hate Rowdy.
And I say I don't hate Roddy, and I don't hate, and I really like Bash, though.
Love Bash. That's Bash is such a good mascot name, especially seeing what the mascot like outfit looks like. Actually looks like. Bash is like hands down the best name.
Great name. I'm sure that's what they'll end up picking, because I think that is what was second. But Rowdy or Franklin would be fine with me too. I think naming him Franklin is along the lines of like what I want to do with my cat, giving them like very human names. Like when mascots have very human names, it's funny. Like I want to name my cats Devontae and DeMarcus, and I think it's hilarious. And I think a lot of other people think it's hilarious too, because
the Rush mascot being named Franklin just would mean he's just a furry.
You think so?
A little bit. Not as much as Horny, but.
But definitely up there, huh?
Definitely up there. I think Bash is single-handedly, like, I don't think I can think of another mascot named Bash.
No.
Currently. And for it to be a Buffalo/Bison, that is a great mascot name. I hope that's the pick. Obviously without Horny being on the list. If they pick Horny, I don't know if I'll be able to ever not laugh when we talk about the Saskatchewan Rush, because I am a 6-year-old child at heart.
I mean, aren't we both? Aren't we valid. Both?
Valid.
And I'm younger than you, so it's kind of okay to do that. I'm not a full adult yet.
Yeah, I got about 2 weeks.
Oh, you still young. You still young.
Yeah, I wish. You ever had foot tendonitis?
I mean, I had patellar tendonitis. That sucked.
This foot tendonitis shit is for the birds.
Man said I'm getting old.
Fucking rubbing Biofreeze on my foot like 3 times a day to loosen up the tendons in my foot.
Bro,
you don't realize how important each toe is on your foot until you can't bend them.
You ain't hear Shaq? You supposed to be on that Icy Hot.
I'm on that Icy Hot on meth, which is Biofreeze. No free ads, but shout out Biofreeze.
Oh, I'm hip. Biofreeze hip. We used to use that in the training room. Biofreeze that. Yeah. Yeah.
Biofreeze is that shit.
Facts. Factual statement. If you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. Because, my goodness.
Explicit term.
Horny. That's what we call a comeback. Pause. Horny.
I'm done, bro. We call those small little moments.
Oh, that's hilarious. Let us know what you want to see the Saskatchewan Rush name their mascot, with or without Horny included. I feel like we need to make Horny shirts.
I cop one.
Like, we need to find somebody to, like, mock up or, like, us, like, create, like, not the exact bison mascot that they have, but something similar, and like just Horny on Maine. Horny on the plane. Back. Horny on plains, because they're in the prairies.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, we gotta make Horny merch.
Okay. That'd
be hilarious.
Do it. I cop.
I'd be the model. Horn.
I'd be the model.
It's just a giant horn.
Is this your horn?
Were you or a loved one at Camp Lejeune?
Do you want my horn?
Pause. I feel like Cameron.
Hey, bro. These are set up perfectly for me. You lie to me like D-Wade to LeBron right now.
So yeah, hashtag bonk the rush. Maybe that's what we make the shirt. Hashtag bonk the rush.
That could work.
Let us know. YouTube comment section. it is kind of the dead period for lacrosse, so we're working on some stuff, working around our own schedules, trying to get, you know, figure out some guest scheduling and everything too. So over the next couple of weeks, hopefully we'll have some guests on the show to compensate for no true, you know, game action going on. But before you know it, NLL will be here. Opening week will be here, and we'll be on an absolute gauntlet run, just like we just ended with, from December to September, like we always do. So be sure to follow us at OTB Laxpod, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, post on everything. If you got this far in the podcast, hashtag bonk the rush, because we'll laugh every single time we see it. Follow Deej on Twitter at @SCS_nextgreat. Follow me at KBIZZL311. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and review. Goes a long way for helping this show continue to grow. Helps more people find OTB and Underground Sports Philadelphia as a whole. So go subscribe there and subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel. YouTube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That's where you get full video episodes of this show every single week and every show on our network. Clips, live streams, shorts, original video content, the whole nine yards. YouTube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. Get your merch, phiapparel.co. Use code underground for 10% off any and all merch orders. And this has been episode number 295. Quite the horny episode of the allegedly award-nominated, honorably mentioned, number 9 NCAA-ranked, and of course, viewable on YouTube, Outside the Box Podcast, the official lacrosse podcast on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network. For Deej, KB, we are going to go bonk the rush. We will see you guys next week. But until then, we're getting the heck up out of here. Peace.
Peace. You want to do God's work. It's going to be hard work. You keep repeating that we can't catch trace.
And that's Outside the Box.